when you're there. The house you made a home is now just a house again. The kitchen used to be a dance hall with music on and the lights off, but now it's just four empty walls.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is in South Korea meeting with the prime minister at the start of the APEC summit. ABC's Rachel Scott is traveling with him.
Here in South Korea, this is the last stop on the president's tour across to Asia. 21 world leaders are gathering here for the APEC summit, but much of that overshadowed by the president's meeting with Chinese President Xi tomorrow. And this morning, he's optimistic a trade war can be averted. And the president, while here in Asia, has been trying to finalize the details of trade deals. The president wants South Korea to invest $350 billion in the United States as part of a trade deal reached back in July, but still no firm details from either side on whether that will happen.
Hurricane Melissa, now over Cuba, is a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. A day earlier, the storm raked a path of destruction across Jamaica. Government shutdown now on day 29. 40 million Americans could lose their food assistance benefits this weekend without some compromise. This is ABC News. The military striking four alleged drug vessels in the Pacific in the latest strike on Tuesday. 14 people were killed, more than 50 killed overall in these strikes. ABC's Mary Bruce with more from the White House.
Trump claims the alleged drug trafficking is being orchestrated by Venezuela's authoritarian leader, Nicolas Maduro, and says he has authorized covert CIA missions inside that country. The Pentagon surging firepower to the region, sending in the USS Gerald Ford and its strike group. Trump has said he's exploring land strikes in Venezuela. Maduro's government says Trump's real goal is not fighting drug trafficking, but a forced regime change in Venezuela.
Days after the jewel heist at the Louvre, a reformed career burglar tells a podcast he warned of weaknesses at Paris's Apollo Gallery. David Declos saying he told museum officials years ago security was weak and that those open windows could make it easy to steal the jewels. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume. On 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. Vilas County Sheriff Joe Fath received the 2025 First Responder of the Year Award at the Wisconsin State Capitol from State Representative Rob Swearingen and State Senator Mary Felskowski. Sheriff Fath, who joined the sheriff's office in 1981 and has been sheriff since 2013, plans to retire in December after 44 years of service. Established in 2019, this award recognizes Wisconsin's firefighters, police officers, sheriff's deputies, and EMS personnel for their exceptional service and selflessness. Each state representative selects one honoree from their district based on community nominations, highlighting those who go above and beyond in their duties. Fath was nominated by citizens for his contributions to public safety and his legacy of service. Congratulations to Sheriff Joe Fath. Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the First Congregational United Church of Christ invites you out to their annual Christmas Bazaar and Bake Sale. This will feature many craft items alongside the bake sale, including wreaths, hanging hand towels, tie blankets, homemade dog treats, birdseed wreaths, bowl koozies, beautiful lighted bottles, porch pots, and much more. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 8th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at 279 North 1st Avenue. Please use the south entrance. Lisa Hale has another profile of a candidate running for Congress in eastern Wisconsin.
Mako or Macho, however you pronounce his last name, John Mako of Oshkosh wants your vote in the Democratic primary for the 6th Congressional District. Mako is one of 7 Democrats looking to unseat incumbent Glenn Grothman.
I saw the lack of leadership in the country, and we were being bombarded with all this divisive news daily, and the elimination of norms that we had been ruled by forever.
Mako lists among his key platforms a stable economy.
And part of that is ending these tariffs. I'm hoping that they're going to end way before this election. But if they're still there, I want to make sure that they go away.
And securing the border while helping immigrants find a legal pathway to residency.
There are so many hardworking people in our community that are having to hide because they don't have their paperwork. They have never caused anybody grief. They have families. It's time for them to come out of the shadows. And we need to create that opportunity.
What Mako said is needed most in the 6th Congressional District is affordable housing, affordable health care, and civility.
We need to start talking to each other and stop dehumanizing each other because we have an R or a D in front. We need to be a purple country where it doesn't matter whether R or D is in front of you anymore. It's whether we can talk issues and not personality.
The Democratic primary is August 11th, 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Minocqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Minocqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Minocqua Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
The Badgers drop Elijah Gray.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball? The Wisconsin Badgers have released forward Elijah Gray from the men's basketball program. In a statement, the university says they cannot discuss the details of the case, only to say it was an incident before Gray transferred from Temple to Madison. Now, losing the 6'8" forward leaves a void in the Badgers lineup. On Monday, head coach Greg Gard talked about the new look to this year's roster.
From the beginning, I've liked how this group competes. You know, we scrimmage Saturday. I've seen just the competitive nature of this group, and it's been different guys, different days. But we got to continue to get better on both ends of the floor, and you know, we'll use this week.
They host Campbell University Monday night. NBA, the Bucks with a 121-111 win at home over the Knicks. Milwaukee now 3-1 on the season. They host Golden State tomorrow night. Baseball, the World Series tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 tonight in L.A. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Outdoor News frequently features interviews with men and women in the outdoor industry. We recently had a lengthy Q&A with Dan Schmidt, the longtime editor of Deer and Deer Hunting magazine. I'll share some of Dan's thoughts about the business of outdoor writing and his love of deer hunting when we return. But first,
whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
If you love deer hunting, chances are you flip through Deer and Deer Hunting magazine, a publication as familiar to hunters as the Winchester Model 94. Well, for the past three decades, one man's name has been tied to that publication, Dan Schmidt. Outdoor News recently featured an interview with Dan, and he shared with Outdoor News staffer Dean Bortz how he began with deer and deer hunting after years of persistence. He credited mentors like Chuck Alsheimer and Jack Brower for never giving up on his longtime dream to be the leader of deer and deer hunting. He had some positive things to say, noting that modern hunters can bow hunt, muzzleloader hunt, and rifle hunt from September through January. The opportunities are incredible compared to 40 years ago. But he's got concerns too, rising land prices and shrinking hunting access. Also, diseases like CWD and EHD are grabbing headlines and threatening wild deer herds. Dan Schmidt's story is proof that patience, passion, and a lifelong love of deer hunting can take you exactly where you're meant to be. Read the complete interview in the latest issue of Outdoor News. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping to around 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
98 Q Country.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due.
As a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it make me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules. Boy, it make me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mama, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice.
But soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she used to say, what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
Mama, she said it all of the time.
What's the matter you? It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. That's making me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest, and then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it really good.
Uno, due, tres, cuatro. What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place.
Ah, shut up, you face.
That's great. We're gonna do the better this time, I bet. Hey!
What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
So bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody.
What's the matter, you?
Hey!
Got no respect.
Hey!
What do you think you do?
Hey!
Why you look so sad?
Hey!
It's a not so bad.
Hey!
It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
Here we go, another edition of Reality Radio, the final one for October. Joel here, and we've got Sue will be stopping by. Sue Holm, talk a little Santa's Elves, talk a little Peaceful Gathering. And we're going to chat with Jonathan MacArthur about a special comedy event coming right before Thanksgiving to Phillips. And we'll talk cross country too. Mary Patterson will be in with our qualifier from Shawamigan, Haley Bodo. And we'll feature the Rib Lake Prentice boys at 9:40 with Coach Regeer and the team, and Kylie Orison, individual qualifier from Prentice. All that ahead for you. Much more. Birthdays, 762-3221. Every couple of weeks, we talk the outdoors. Craig has made his way back in. Must have left a popcorn trail last time.
I think I did.
You made your way back. Well, Toby would have eaten the popcorn, so yeah. you would have been in a lot of trouble right there. Good to see you, Craig.
Good to see you.
Well, it has been, we're gearing up here. This is the prime time for those who love the hunting season, and we're seeing a lot of people up here, you're saying, from the south up here doing a little grouse and other stuff, right?
Yep, a lot of Tennessee people, North Carolina. So welcome you guys and girls.
Go Volunteers, go Tar Heels.
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, the weather's been pretty good. I think when people from the south see 50-degree temps up here and a little hunting, that's like, all right, we'll do that.
Yeah, well, I got bad news for those guys. They're... They got to get into some thick stuff, because every report I'm hearing from the grouse hunters out there is they're not up in the open woods. They're down in as thick of stuff they can find.
Really?
So,
good luck with that.
The guys are down in the lowlands and the tag alder swamps. They're kicking up birds, not getting a lot of shooting because it's still pretty thick down there, sure. But that's where the birds are.
If they're from Tennessee and they're used to those swamps down there, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, they go through hurricanes. They're good down there. They know how to make their way through that stuff. So grouse hunting is still big right now, right?
Grouse hunting is still big. Deer season is, we're finally getting some deer movement. Couple guys have brought deer in the backs of pickup trucks to the store, some dandies. And they're saying the deer are starting to move a little bit more during the daylight. The bucks are now. Does, of course, are out everywhere all the time, but
I think
the bucks are starting to be a little more daylight now, which is a good thing.
The bow season continues to be popular, right, with the development of crossbows and how easy it is to shoot a bow now. It's become pretty popular, right?
Even the compound bows are relatively easy to shoot. They've got a lot of let off on them, so if you got a full draw on a deer, you're not holding back a lot of weight. The compounds have really, really taken off the last few years.
And you've seen it just by the sales of bows from your store going out, the number of people picking up the new modern bows, right?
Right. We just got another shipment in. We should be getting some more in either today or tomorrow, this week for sure. They shipped them in two shipments, but should have a good selection for somebody that's deciding to get a crossbow and get out and try that archery thing. They are fun to shoot, I will say that.
Yeah, and you've got a full-time bow tech, Cody, in there, right?
Yep, Cody's real busy replacing strings, tuning bows, all sorts of things, selling bows.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, and thanks to Cody and Baders for their donation to his House of Hope fundraiser last week. That was pretty cool. A little fishing expedition out there. Cody likes to get out and go fishing a little bit, too. Huh?
Cody, I think, is an all-around outdoors person.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. All right, so we are sneaking up on the 9-day traditional gun deer season. You guys have a real nice selection of new guns, consignment guns, right?
Yep, and I put together some rifle packages, all different calibers. They got a scope on them. We're throwing in a box of ammo, and people can save up to, give or take, $100 buying that combo. And the ammo is a big thing. I cannot believe the price of the ammunition still.
We were just talking off air. Every time you pull that trigger, you might as well throw $2 or $3 right out on the table, right?
Right.
That's about what it costs per shot now, right?
Right. And that $100 is go a long way to, you know, maybe buying extra, you know, 12-pack of some adult beverage for the deer shack or whatever. But
people need to be a little more selective on their shots, maybe, because every time you pull that trigger, it's a chunk of money out the door. So maybe that's not a bad thing, right?
Well, a guy told me a couple of years ago, and I'd been doing it myself, with the price of ammo so high on a, you know, 30 caliber rifle, go out and shoot your .22. Get your mechanics down. .22 ammo is relatively cheap. You can get your mechanics going, and then go out and shoot your deer rifle, so you're not blowing a box or two of shells trying to get your rifle sighted.
Right, right. Good tip. All right, so Bader's always has in-store specials going on, too, and BadersSportsCenter.com, the website, and all the stuff to stay warm out there. I mean, you can plug it in at night and then wear it during the day or whatever it may be, right?
Absolutely. We got some rechargeable sock liners, vests, hand warmers. They're all rechargeable. They're not the little break open the plastic wrap and slap it and put it in your pocket, and 2 hours later your hands are freezing. These will, you know, 4 or 5 hours, I believe they are.
So if someone really wanted to go head to toe recharge, they probably could, right? If they,
oh, absolutely.
They could go from the long johns to the vest to the t-shirt. They could have all kinds of things plugged into that USB outlet the night before and probably be toasty the next day, right?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to be anywhere near them with a Geiger counter when they're done, but
all the stuff to stay warm, dry, the boots, the socks, and of course the orange and all that stuff, right?
Right, and also right now we've got a drawing going on. It's geared towards, you know, the deer hunters. We've got a Scentlock came out with a new line of clothing called Tuo. So we're giving away a hunting set for there that's valued retail at about $600. And this drawing will go through Friday before deer season. I believe that's November 21st. You can sign up, spend $50, get a entry into the drawing.
Okay.
And then Saturday the 22nd, we'll be doing the drawing and notifying the winners, but we're giving away that hunting set from Tuo or Scentlock. We're giving away a pop-up ground blind, some Bader's clothing. We have a Trail Crest reversible jacket, so it's green camo on one side, orange on the other. And we're also giving away 10 gift cards valued at $10 each.
Man.
So the total that we're giving away during this drawing is about $1,000 retail.
All right. So get on in there to Bader's and get yourself eligible to win all those prizes.
Yep. And I'm sure we'll have a few more goodies coming up before deer season starts.
Yep.
So check out the Facebook, and we'll let you know what those are. And if we got another show, I think, before deer season starts. So we'll
in 2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have maybe some more details on that, too.
Yeah, Facebook page has some last-minute savings and stuff like that, and BaderSportsCenter.com, the website, a fourth-generation sports store. Most of you know that now, right on Highway 13, right next to the jammed pick-and-save parking lot there that has been full lately, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of out-of-state license plates in there, so they're coming in the store, going to get groceries, and heading for the woods.
Have you picked up a little Southern accent yet, Craig, from them?
Not yet, no.
Y'all, no y'all, see y'all later?
No.
Nothing like that yet?
Okay. Nothing like that. No, I lived down in Florida for a year and didn't pick that up down there either. So.
Okay, get a Southern drawl to the yaw for sure. Y'all, yeah. Okay, could combine all that.
I'll throw in a yadder hay every once in a while, but yeah, that's about it.
Is anybody still fishing out there yet? Are they hitting the waters at all yet?
Yeah, there's a few guys that been in for some bait. We're still trying to downsize our inventory on the fishing lure, so we'll still do 25% off on the fishing lures. But yeah, there are guys out there, musky fishermen. I see a lot of them out on DeRoy.
Yeah, I mean, you get a nice 2 o'clock in the afternoon when it's sunny out, and I'm sure the muskie will be biting at that time, but some nice weather. Nice weather.
Oh, yeah, it's been absolutely beautiful for any outdoor activity right now.
Yeah, people who put away their pontoons and their docks early are kicking themselves.
Sure they are.
Wheel that thing back out there again. BaderSportsCenter.com. Check it out as we get the hunting season. And, of course, we've got that whole Christmas jingle bell thing coming up here, too. And a gift card to Bader's for the sportsman on your list is always always a good idea.
Absolutely. And we can do gift cards any amount down there. So stop on in and see what we got.
All right, Craig. Always good to see you. Thanks for the update. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Good seeing you.
Yeah, Craig at Bader's Sports Center, Highway 13, right next to Pick and Save there in Phillips, and at BadersSportsCenter.com.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Progressive presents Employee of the Month. Small Business Edition. Today's recipient from Terry's Tiny Homes, Terry! Sure, as the only employee of her company, Terry was probably the front runner. But saving money getting personalized discounts with a commercial auto quote from Progressive, well, that gave Terry the edge. Over Terry.
Terry! Terry!
Keep
Terry,
awkwardly chanting your own Terry, name, Terry. You Terry. Deserve it.
Woo!
Be your own Terry. See if you could save in as little as 8 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
26 past 8, morning show coming to you from the Aspirus Health Studios. Better begins with human kindness, Aspirus Health, passion for excellence, compassion for people. We're getting on down to the Phillips Cafe for a little bite to eat here. Hunter's in the area, always a good meal, great value. Tuesday, Mexican Day. You missed that yesterday, but put it on your calendar for next Tuesday. Of course, that Friday fish fry, always a great value at Phillips Cafe. Boy, the Park Falls American Legion Post, their 50-50 progressive drawing, their 52-card progressive 50-50 raffle, all that stuff. Over $23,000 in the jackpot now for tonight. Someone eventually is going to win half that. So that'll be doors opening at about 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30 tonight. And you can get in for as little as $5, six tickets for $5 there at the Legion in Park Falls. That's happening tonight. We had 8:28. Let's get our news update, our twice an hour news update. We'll come back and talk with Sue a little bit about Santa's elves and about the peaceful gathering. And more to come on this edition of Reality Radio. Well, the birthdays, too. If you got a birthday, give us a call quick. We'll get you on the list here and give you a chance to win that cake on Friday, 715-762-3221.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump is in South Korea meeting with the prime minister at the start of the APEC summit. ABC's Rachel Scott is traveling with him.
Here in South Korea, this is the last stop on the president's tour across to Asia. 21 world leaders are gathering here for the APEC summit, but much of that overshadowed by the president's meeting with Chinese President Xi tomorrow. And this morning, he's optimistic a trade war can be averted. And the president, while here in Asia, has been trying to finalize the details of trade deals. The president wants South Korea to invest $350 billion in the United States as part of a trade deal reached back in July, but still no firm details from either side on whether that will happen.
Hurricane Melissa, now over Cuba, is a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds of 105 miles an hour. A day earlier, the storm raked a path of destruction across Jamaica. Government shutdown now on day 29. 40 million Americans could lose their food assistance benefits this weekend without some compromise. This is ABC News.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Minocqua Town Board unanimously rejected Kurt Bankstead's Administrative Review Permit, or ARP, for Minocqua Brewing Company at its meeting on the 21st due to unpermitted outdoor seating. The board, noting Bankstead's absence and history of permit violations, required the application to be resubmitted as a conditional use permit. Oneida County Planning Director Carl Jenrich, despite initially considering it an ARP, advised processing it as a conditional use permit for the proposed Elizabeth's Art Garden outdoor feature. Concerns were raised about parking waivers and Bankstead's outstanding fines. The motion to reject the ARP passed unanimously. Thursday at 4 p.m., it's Ghosts and Ghouls with storyteller Tracy Chipman over at the Phillips Public Library. Tracy will be sharing a collection of hauntingly delightful stories, perfect for the Halloween season. Costumes are encouraged, so come dressed to impress or to spook. This is free and family-friendly, so don't miss it. Once again, this is taking place Thursday at 4 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. As the climate shifts, so does the science behind growing cranberries. Melissa Kay reports.
Staff at the Wisconsin Cranberry Research Station are working to ensure the future of the state's signature fruit by studying how cranberries can tolerate extreme temperatures and finding ways to extend the harvest season to reduce labor and equipment demands.
The inability to change in a changing environment is the textbook definition of extinction.
That's Grant Hawley, the executive director of the nonprofit Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association. He said Wisconsin growers know what to do when change happens slowly.
When you're looking at fast changes, you need to know the whys. And that's where our researchers come into play.
They're able to look at changes happening at a molecular level and see how the cranberries are being affected and also the symbiotic relationship that plants have with other organisms in the ground.
They're seeing how that bacteria inside of the soil is helping with nitrogen uptake. They're making sure that the fungus in the ground is helping us with water uptake.
Gabby Myers is the Research and Education Manager for the Wisconsin Cranberry Research and Education Foundation. She coordinates efforts from researchers across the state.
They're trying to create better cranberries, so maybe they're sweeter, firmer. So all different sorts of traits that they're trying to breed for, we provide a space for them to have those plots established.
Hybrid cranberry varieties are helping farmers diversify their marshes, producing more fruit on less land, and spreading out the harvest season.
They're trying to be able to make it to where harvest doesn't all happen in the same 2 weeks, because that's where you need extra equipment, you need extra people. It's just a terrible time if you have to do that.
Harvest season now starts as early as September and can run through October or later, depending on the year.
Now a singular family can actually start handling a medium to small size farm.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Panacqua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Mark Biesterfeld of Panacqua Chevrolet is giving back for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. During October, he's donating $100 from every vehicle sold and $5 from every oil change to help fight breast cancer. Right now, select 2025 new Chevrolet vehicles are priced below GM employee pricing. Wear your pink proudly and hurry. Offer ends October 31st at Panacqua Panacqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or at PanacquaCars.com.
The Badgers drop Elijah Gray. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers have released forward Elijah Gray from the men's basketball program. In a statement, the university says they cannot discuss the details of the case, only to say it was an incident before Gray transferred from Temple to Madison. Now, losing the 6'8" forward leaves a void in the Badgers lineup. On Monday, head coach Greg Gard talked about the new look to this year's roster.
From the beginning, I've liked how this group competes. You know, we scrimmage Saturday. I have seen just the competitive nature of this group, and it's been different guys, different days. But we got to continue to get better on both ends of the floor, and you know, we'll use this week.
They host Campbell University Monday night. NBA, the Bucks with a 121-111 win at home over the Knicks. Milwaukee now 3-1 on the season. They host Golden State tomorrow night. Baseball, the World Series tied at 2 games apiece. Game 5 tonight in L.A. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
All right, we've got more of Reality Radio here on 98Q Country. Searching for some sheets here, can't find it. Birthdays in just a moment here, but we got Sue in here to talk a little peaceful gathering and a little Santa's elves and all kinds of stuff. Sue Holm, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
How are we doing today?
We're great. It was a beautiful drive in this morning. All the tamaracks with that sun and the frost. It was just beautiful.
Yeah, some great weather. What a great summer we had, temperature wise and just comfort level wise. It was really good. So.
I guess, but I could survive with a few more months of this. This is nice.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we wanted to bring you in because at the last day of every month, we do the peaceful gathering at Peace Lutheran Church. This has been a tradition for
You're going to put me on the
before
spot.
I don't have
my reference, but it's been quite a while.
It's been here. I think it was going here before I got here.
Ooh,
I don't know. Maybe?
No. I don't think that's quite that long.
What are you saying?
Yeah,
it's been a lot of years. So the last day of every month, no matter what, give us a little description of what happens here at Peace Lutheran.
Yeah, so we have a wonderful group of people who put on this meal, and it is, of course, like you said, in the basement of the Peace Lutheran Church. And the whole purpose was a community event to bring the community together. It's not, you know, a lot of times people think when you have these kind of free meal situations that it's a hardship issue, that that those that are welcome are those that, you know, have that kind of situation going on in their life. And that's very far from the mission of what this whole event was set up to do. And that's a lot of why not even what the meal is going to be is ever promoted, because the whole purpose is to bring the community together, all people, for a meal, to sit down together, have conversation, and just be part of a community. And so we truly want anyone who wants just a day off from cooking a meal that night for their family, or, you know, whatever your situation may be, is just to join us. It's a friendly, you know, you can eat and go, you can eat and talk and stay, you can come early and talk. The meal does promptly begin at 5:30, but people are there by 5 or slightly before sometimes. So feel free to come, have a cup of coffee. If you're so moved to do any kind of free will offering, you know, they sure appreciate that, because it is all on donations. There is no state or federal funding or anything that makes this meal go. The ingredients for the menu, all of it, the people working, cleaning up, setting up.
And you have different people every month that help to put the meal together, right?
There's
kind of a rotating, yes, different people?
Yes, but our main two people, Derek Chambers and Colleen Wedding, are very instrumental. You know, Derek plans all what the menu is going to be. Sometimes, because it is volunteer, they're the ones doing it all, because, you know, we don't maybe have volunteers that week.
If
you feel that that's something that you're called to do and you want to help serve, we are always looking for volunteers to help, even just to do the dishes, Joel. Even after you're done eating, if you feel like you want to, you know, help out by doing something like that and contribute that way, that's something. You know, and that's community-minded too, right? We're all in this together, helping each other out and just enjoying a meal together.
Sure. So the last day of every month, no matter if it's New Year's Eve or if it's Halloween or whatever,
absolutely,
it's 5:30. The meal will happen the last day of every month.
That is correct. It's this month, of course, as you can see, that falls on Halloween.
Yes.
So if you're out and you think you've had enough sugar intake and you'd like to have a nice healthy meal, stop by the church by 5:30, or have the meal first, and then you have that base, so you don't have the sweets going on to an empty stomach.
Exactly.
And enjoy your time, because I'm not sure what the hours are. You probably do, as far as what the trick-or-treating is this weekend.
It depends on the time. It's usually like 4:30 to 6:30, 7, somewhere in there. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, depending on how fast you eat, you could definitely do both.
Yeah.
And what a great way to actually even celebrate Halloween, in my mind, you know, is to have that community feeling, that the joining together of people.
Sure.
In our area, better than the sugar that, you know, the diabetes thing.
So it's all at the Peace Center, Peace Lutheran Church, right on 2nd Avenue here in Park Falls. So the last day of every month, they do that meal. Have been doing it for quite a few years. Let's put a quick plug in also for the Santa's Elves, which you're involved with, because we have a deadline coming up for the application process, right?
Yes, definitely. November 15th is a Saturday. That would be the deadline for applicants. But however, if you've been thinking, hearing that little voice of giving and serving in your heart, definitely consider, we're having our first informational meeting this Saturday, November 1st, at the Congregational Church in Fifield. So if you're interested about the group, it's not a big commitment. You can come wrap presents one day out of the season. You can come and, you know, if you feel like shopping online for us or any, there's many different ways that you can contribute and not have to have a huge commitment. So
yeah, and at the very least, when the trees go up, which we'll announce the locations around that week before Thanksgiving or right around there, that people, it's very simple. You grab a tag off the tree, you fill the tag, you take it back. I mean, it's a pretty easy way to make a difference.
Definitely, and it does definitely make a difference. We even have elves that are very involved in the organization that were benefactors and currently are benefactors. So they're giving back. And isn't that what community is about? And, you know, the whole idea of Christmas as a whole and the gift of giving. And so I think there's so many ways if you feel, you know, that you would like to help serve the mission, we'd love to hear from you. So.
Yeah, and we talked with Deb Alexander, one of the original founders of the Santa's Elves. It started way back in the late 90s. It started out with just a few families, you know, just a handful of families.
Right.
And now last year served, I think, close to 300 individuals.
Yep, it was over 300 children, I think, yeah. Over 100 families. Where we are now is a little down from that, but you know how people are, and we wait till the last dog for a deadline. And so we'll see what this year brings, but whatever it brings, we're here to serve them.
So if someone is in need or know of someone who does, you mentioned the application deadline to take part in the program is coming up on the 15th. How do they do that?
The easiest way is probably to go to our website at santaselvesfoundation.org, and the application is right there. You can reach out to us and get it through our Facebook page as well. The schools have applications and the county health department. So we do serve, of course, all of Price County and Southern Ashland County, to include Glidden and then to the south.
All right, and santaselvesfoundation.org is a good place to go if you want to help, because we've mentioned this in the past years. It's very important to say that you have a lot of people who are very generous in donating, but usually every year when it comes down to the end, you have to fill in some stuff here and there.
Absolutely.
And that's where those cash donations come in, that allow you to kind of fill the gaps at the end, maybe a last-minute family or whatever it may be. Those are very important too, right?
That is correct, and we do appreciate that. We have many business sponsors who we have ones, of course, like you mentioned, that have trees at their locations, but we also have some very generous business sponsors that I'll be able to specify in the future here, but they actually will commit to doing 10, 15, you know, children off the list and do the shopping and wrapping for those children. And so that's huge. And they can also donate directly to Forward Bank, to the Santa's Elves account, if they would like to do that anonymously or however they choose to. But it is, you know, because a lot of times we serve those from infancy to 17 years old. So you get to those older kids and they have pretty specific needs and they're a little more challenging to fill in a certain money denomination. You know, their things cost more.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
into more technical mm-hmm. things. So it is important. It's always fun to shop for the little ones, but all of the children are important. So
right. And the it's based out of the Fifield Congregational Church is kind of where we do a lot of it. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, we do all the staging. We wrap the gifts, make sure we're getting all the families covered and packaged adequately so that when we have the pickup day, because then again, we have also wonderful organizations like the Park Falls Fire and Rescue that delivers all the packages that families who are receptive to that, they come and they deliver them in person to the children one night with the fire trucks. And it's quite a scene. If you've never seen it, it's just a wonderful community effort of giving.
All right. SantasElvesFoundation.org. If you need any more information about the Santa's Elves. All right. Very good, Sue. Sounds like staying busy. Keeping out of trouble.
Yeah, retirement's
great. Yeah?
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. It's wonderful. It's a great community.
Yeah,
so.
Very good, Sue. Always good to see you. Well, I'm sure we'll talk to you again in a few weeks once we get the whole thing rolling and get all the trees out there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sue. More to come. Birthdays are next here on Reality Radio.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us. to set up an appointment.
You have more than an oil change at D&D Tire and Auto in Park Falls. Their AIC certified team handles full service repairs to keep your vehicle winter ready. Try the winterized inspection, just $34.99, including battery service and load test, antifreeze check to 35 below, fluid checks, wipers, tires, spark plugs, and a full undercar visual. Enjoy new lower oil change prices and tire perks, free mounting and balancing, lifetime rotations, and discounted repairs. They also offer 24-hour towing and on-off road recovery. Stay safe this season with D&D Tire and Auto.
Birthdays. All right, if you're celebrating today, happy birthday anniversary to you. We haven't been getting many local birthdays recently, so shoot us your birthday. You can an easy way to do is a Civic Media app. Just go to that Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone, text, and just put, blah, blah, is so many years old today. And we'll put them in for the cake drawing each Friday. Now, if you're celebrating here on this 29th of October, you share your day with Gabrielle Union, the actress from Cadillac Records and Running with Scissors, 53 today. Tracy Ellis, the actress from TV's Blackish and Girlfriend, she is 53 today. Winona Ryder, celebrating today. She has a couple of Oscar nominations for Little Women and Best Supporting Actress for The Age of Innocence, 54, for Winona Ryder today. Julie Fisher, the actress, TV's Till Death, Last Man Standing, Wild Card. She was on the show Ellen way back when, 58, for Julie Fisher today. Beth Chapman, the wife of bounty hunter Dwayne Dog Chapman. We watched that show. When that show first came out, those bounty hunter shows first came out, my wife and I watched a lot of those. They're good. They're good shows. The dog. Love the dog. Beth Chapman, she passed away back in 2019. Born on this day in 1967. Dan Castellaneta, the voice of Homer Simpson. I love the late night talk show interviews that he does, going through all the different voices that he does on The Simpsons. It's always fun to put a face to the voice. I remember the first time Mel Blanc, one of the classic cartoon voicers of all time, the first time I saw him on the late night show with Johnny Carson, I was just like jaw-dropping, just like, that guy does all those? Unbelievable. That's what Dan Castellaneta is. He is 68 today, the voice of Homer. Kate Jackson, one of the original Charlie's Angels, right? She's 77. She did a few other things too, but Charlie's Angels was kind of the original back with Farrah Fawcett and the whole crew there. Richard Dreyfuss, the actor, won a Best Actor Oscar in 1978 for The Goodbye Girl and was nominated again in 1996 for Mr. Holland's Opus. Other notable films included Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Jaws, American Graffiti. We could list a lot of them. Richard Dreyfuss is 78 today, acting legend. The guy who taught us all to paint. Well, I can't paint, so I must have missed the sessions. But Bob Ross, the frizzy-haired painter, created and hosted The Joy of Painting, an instructional TV show on PBS. To this day, there are certain things, you know, when someone is really smart, people would say, who do you, Einstein, you know? Or people were really good at basketball, what do you say, were you trying to be Michael Jordan? That was an actual impersonation of you, by the way. And also, if someone's good at painting, who do you think you are, Bob Ross? That is the name we throw in there, right? Bob Ross, born on this day, 1942. He passed back in 1995. And Sonny Osborne from the legendary group, the Osborne Brothers, the legendary bluegrass band. 1937, Sonny Osborne born. He passed back in 2021.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Bite electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Add color to your home's exterior with LED outdoor string lights. They're perfect for holidays or get-togethers, and they can be scheduled to automatically turn on or off. View our entire selection of Bite electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy with a low dropping to around 28. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 50. We do have a chance of scattered showers by Thursday night into Friday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Packer football coming up Sunday. This is a rare noon game. We don't see many noon games anymore for the Packers, but they get one this Sunday. 10 o'clock, the pregame, they're hosting the Carolina Panthers. on Sunday, and we will have that game for you right here, of course, on 98Q, your local Flambeau River YMCA, the last Thursday of every month. They do game night. So if you want to go on down there on Thursday, tomorrow, from 4 to 6, you can bring your own game, or you can play one that other people are bringing, snacks, drinks to share. If you want to bring some of that, that's fine. So the Nancy Demlo is the one kind of hosting that whole thing. It is a senior game night for those of us longer in the tooth. That is Thursdays from 4 to 6 at your Flambeau River YMCA. Price County Senior Dining continues here in our area. Any questions you may have, you can reach them at 339-2158. Tomorrow, they'll be serving up pork fritters with parsley, butter, potatoes, red potatoes, in fact, baby carrots, a little baked apple with that. Locations in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Brentwood, and Kennan. Price County Senior Dining. Give them a call. You have any questions at 339-2158. In just a moment, Big G will visit with Jonathan MacArthur, Executive Director of the Phillips Chamber. Special event coming up there in a couple of weeks. So hold on, we'll get Big G in here next.
Big G, known for his big appetite and size 15 shoes, says there's no better place to eat this season than Lena's Northern Pines Resort on Butternut Lake. Open Wednesday through Saturday at 3:30, serving until 8 Wednesday and Friday and 9 on Saturday. Wednesday, buy one pizza, get the second half off. Thursday, crab leg feast with soup and salad bar. Friday, the famous fish fry. Saturday, barbecue pork bellies and prime rib. Delivery Friday and Saturday 4 to 8. Cabin stays at lenasnorthernpines.net. Plus, visit Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Good morning, Big G here. It's Reality Radio Wednesday, and I have a special guest here in the studio today, Jonathan MacArthur from the Phillips Chamber of Commerce. How you doing, Jonathan?
Doing well. Hey, Big G, thanks for having me up here.
You betcha. Boy, the fall is in full swing here. Beautiful colors there on the highways you're driving in, and what a beautiful time of year.
I know. I can't believe it. I'm actually excited every single time I get to drive. It's a show out there every time. It's kind of crazy.
Definitely. Yep. I understand you got a big event coming up here in November for the deer hunters and wives and everybody coming up here, as well as the community.
Yeah, it's a unique date for sure. It's coming up Wednesday, November 26th, so that's the day before Thanksgiving, and it's a comedy show, so it's the Thanksgiving week comedy show special. It's three comedians, so it's definitely gonna be a funny night full of laughs.
All right, and that's going to be at the movie theater in Phillips?
Yeah, such an interesting venue. I've been in there for a movie or two, but I never thought I was going to be able to swing getting a comedian in there, but it worked with the owner. She's been fantastic. So we're going to have it at Cinema North. That's downtown Phillips. So you're not only going to be able to have a night full of laughs, but the seats are going to be pretty comfortable as well.
Wonderful. And how do people get tickets?
There's a couple ways. You can stop into the Chamber of Commerce, if you guys know where that building's at, the one that looks like a log cabin on Duroy there, coming in on Highway 13. Tickets are $10. Really push to get some low-cost tickets. We want to get as much attendance as possible within reason. There are only 300 seats. And as of right now, we're already 20 to 25% full. So if this is something you guys want to come out to see, I really encourage you, get your tickets ahead of time. I don't know how many we're going to have if you want to just come in for door tickets, if you were to show up the day of. I actually don't know if we're going to even have any that time. But you can stop in at the Phillips Area Chamber, or we have an online link available. You can go to our Facebook page. There's like our events section there. Otherwise, PhillipsWisconsin.net. If you go to our calendar for Wednesday, November 26th, the comedy show has an event there. You can click on that, and there's a link available for online ticket sales as well.
All right. And is this a family show? Is it suitable for all ages?
It is going to be suitable for all ages, but I'm going to discourage bringing anybody under the age of 18. This is okay. One of those where he does have, like, I would say PG-13 humor, but maybe one of those where you'll want to find a babysitter for the kids for this night.
Sure. You betcha. All right. Well, that sounds great. And we'll look forward to hearing a little more about that as time gets closer. And it's at the Cinema North, and the doors open, what, 7 o'clock?
Yep, doors open a little before 7 o'clock for the early birds that want to get in there. But, doors open right around 7. Showtime is at 7:30. And again, we have three unique comedians. David Harris is our headliner. He's an Emmy winner. He's actually won, I think he's got two Emmy awards, performs in top clubs and events across the U.S. Then we've got Ben Marcotte. He's a Burbank comedian festival performer. And Elizabeth Celine. She's a 10,000 laughs comedy festival performer as well. So it's a pretty good lineup, something you won't want to miss.
Wow, sounds like it'll be a great show. And what a great time for people to get out day before Thanksgiving. Go get some laughs and then have your big turkey the next day, huh?
Exactly.
All right. Well, super, John. Thank you, Jonathan, for being here today. And you have a wonderful day and enjoy this beautiful fall weather we're having.
Oh, yeah. Always will. Thanks again, Big G, for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
All right, more of Reality Radio, and we promised you we would talk some Shawamigan cross country, and we have Mary Patterson, head coach of the Boys and Girls Cross Country for Shawamigan, and Haley Bodo, state qualifier for Shawamigan. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Joel.
Thank you for coming in. Well, last Saturday was quite a day. It was very fun for me to be out there and be a part of it. The beautiful, first of all, that is just a, I know you've been out there a few times now, but just scenic-wise, it's just a beautiful location out there for that cross-country meet that they have there in Phillips.
It is, really, and they do a wonderful job, and they had that course in mint condition.
Yeah.
It's a very challenging, tough course to compete on, but as you walk it and run it, yeah, it's a nice course.
Yeah, it's a very, very beautiful. Well, let's talk about the day in general, first of all. It's a very unique year in the fact that on the boys' side, we have three teams from the same conference, 1, 2, mm-hmm. and 3 in the entire state,
yes,
in Division 3. So you don't see that too often, right?
And it's a very, very tough sectionals. It is.
Yeah.
Look at the Prentice-Riblake boys, with Riblake combined, and then the Phillips boys. They're like a 1-2 in the whole entire state right now.
Right.
Realistically, both of them, both teams put down really good performances Saturday at state. They could come away with two state trophies out of our conference.
Yeah, at some point, Marathon Phillips and Prentice-Riblake were all number one at some point in the rankings this season. Let's talk, before we talk with Haley, let's talk about your boys, because I know it was very nice to see Matt Hurtrider come back and be able to run, and talk about the boys and some of their performances at sectionals, if you could.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. Yes, with that being said, we were very lucky to get Matthew back. He was off to a phenomenal season this year for us, being our top runner, getting up in the top 3, 4, 5 every invite we went to. And then halfway through the season, he got an injury in above his knee, and it set him back for about 3-4 meets. He missed, injured, couldn't run, couldn't do anything on it, and had to get an MRI. And then he came back, and we started bringing him up again easy, getting the miles on his legs again. I think the biggest thing with that injury was his confidence was really rattled and shaken. And by the time we did get him back, his first race back was conference. And he put down a really nice conference race and earned all conference honors with that race. And we thought we had him pretty close to being able to qualify for state. And he got down to sectionals, and he ran a phenomenal race down there. He really did. It's just that those top five individuals were so good. That boys' race was so loaded with talent.
Yeah.
He did the best he could. He got 20th overall. But when you throw the Prentice-Riblake and the Phillips boys out for the team standings, he ended up 9th. states, and the top five individuals qualify for states. So he missed it by a few, but he was right in that range. So he did good.
Yeah, good to see him battle back. And
yes.
And he's just a sophomore.
Yes.
So he's got a shot to come back, and so hopefully what he did on Saturday will help him build for the coming years. And you had some seniors kind of do their last race. You had Cooper, who's been a part of your program here for a while, and Mr. Jared Heckendorf, some seniors that ran their last race too.
They did, and they ran hard. That's where their abilities, that's where they lie. That's where kind of where they should have been in there. I thought they put down good races. Bentley, Ethan, Zach, they were solid for us. And then Lucas was our seventh runner. You know, everybody would have, if you looked at our roster, you would have thought our boys, oh, they're not going to have a very good season. But quite honestly, Joel, I couldn't speak higher of what these boys did throughout the season, their dedication, their hard work. And we had a lot of really good meets that they competed in, big meets, and they performed very well and really represented Shawmut Boys Cross Country. So yeah. I was proud of them.
Like I say sometimes, it was a bad year to be good because there's a lot of good runners when you look at all the top. I mean, you got Marathon Phillips, Prentice Ribley, the three top teams in the state ranking-wise, all right here that you're running against.
Yes.
So to make it to state is just a huge hurdle just to get there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, hats off to the boys and their efforts out there. And it was certainly
thank you.
So it was certainly a special day out there for many athletes, including young Haley Bodo, who is with us here in studio and is an individual qualifier as a sophomore. Right, Haley?
Yeah.
All right. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Well, going into the race on Saturday, I think the expectation from looking at the results from the year, your expectation was I'm going to state, right? Was that the expectation?
Yeah.
So talk about the race itself.